Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, a clock is your most important tool.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
A clock is your most important tool. You can't be really productive without one. We've been talking a lot about productivity and ways to be more productive. Part of that discussion focused on tools to help with this. First was a list. We focused on OneNote as our list tool. There are many ways to keep lists. Lists are a way for you to prioritize and keep track of things. Second was a calendar. This is a way to organize the list and schedule blocks of time for the different things that need to be done. By scheduling things and being aware of deadlines, it increases the sense of urgency. There is no limit to what you can put on a list. It can be as long as you want. A calendar, on the other hand, has a limited amount of space on it. It is great for planning and scheduling blocks of time, but can be ignored if we aren't aware of time constraints. This is where the clock comes in. It helps us to be aware of the time constraints of the calendar. A clock can remind us about deadlines and upcoming things. The clock helps us to be aware of the limited time we have. If we understand this and are intentional about how we spend our time, we will be more productive. Think about it like a snowball. The intentional, continuous focus of small actions over time will increase productivity. The process, known as the snowball effect, is the accumulation of small things upon small things until they become a big thing, like a snowball rolling down a hill. The snowball effect works the same on time. Small segments of time used wisely over and over again add up to big savings. Saving a minute here and a few seconds there adds up over time. If we save 5 minutes every hour, 12 times per day, we end up with an additional hour. If you add that hour to another the next day and do that 5 times a week for a year, the time-saving snowball would be 260 hours. It's hard to imagine our little 5-minute snowball having that much effect on productivity. At first, it doesn't appear that it does, but if we keep at it, it will. Those little wins add up. Another nice thing that happens when the snowball rolls downhill, it picks up momentum. This is another benefit of good time management. The better we get at spending time wisely, the more wisely we spend time. There are a lot of different ways to spend time, and how you spend yours is up to you. The important thing here is to realize that you control the snowball. The only way to get control of our time is to just do it. If you take care of the minutes, the hours will take care of themselves. So how do you take care of those minutes? You'll need to always be aware of the time if you're going to spend those minutes wisely. Currently, my reminders just came up on my computer screen reminding me that I have 15 minutes until my scheduled time for working on construction proposals. There are also some additional reminders. This increases my focus to get finished with this week's solution. This is why I like using a digital list and calendar. I can set reminders for both. Paper lists and calendars don't have reminders. You need to be aware of the time, understand how to track it, and then do something. The key to being productive and managing time wisely is intentionality. This is why a clock is the most important productivity tool. If you would like to know more about how to be productive, schedule a free 30-minute meeting by clicking on the link below in the description.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.